Well, it's been announced in the last half an hour by Racing New South Wales and the Australian Turf Club that Godolphin and the Melbourne Racing Club have slots in the Everest in October. And from Druitt Street, the offices of Racing New South Wales, their CEO, Peter Volandis, joins us on Sky Sports Radio. Peter, good afternoon to you. This must have been, how do you describe it? A hectic few days just determining since those tenders closed on Friday.
Yes, good afternoon, Andrew. Now, look, we were inundated with offers. I've never seen anything like it. And we had some very, very good tenderers, and it took the board a considerable amount of time to go through them and come with a decision. You know, they were very competitive, they were very good, and we were surprised, actually, at the amount of interest in getting the slot and the level that people have gone to in trying to satisfy how they could promote the Everest to take it to another level.
Peter, numerically, how many offers were there?
Look, there was over 23 interested parties for one slot, which is amazing in itself considering the cost of the slot. So the interest in the Everest is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's no doubt about that.
Peter, in regard to Godolphin, how important is the makeup of this race? We've seen them have runners in the race, but now to have such an international brand having this slot.
Absolutely, and Godolphin's presentation was superb. They presented exceptionally well, and we could see the benefits of having Godolphin. I mean, they're a worldwide organisation. They race at every jurisdiction around the world. They're going to promote the Everest everywhere around the world. We couldn't be happier than to get the worldwide recognition that Godolphin brings.
Peter, you said this was never all about money, that it was the added value they could add, but did all the 23 participants bid above the $600,000?
Look, I don't want to breach any confidentiality, but yes, the slot has certainly got a new market value, and it's not $600,000. So, as I said, we were surprised at the level of interest in the Everest slot. And as I said, the presentations were, a lot of time and effort has gone into it, and that's why we thank all the people that put in a proposal, because they're all very good, and that's why I took out the board a lot of time to go through them all and reach the decision it did.
It's become a beast.
It is. It's a juggernaut. The story of the day, though, in my view, is the yes. Melbourne Racing Club being a slot owner now. The ATC has done made an agreement with the Melbourne Racing Club, and they will be a slot owner in the Everest. So there's certainly going to be a partnership between the Melbourne Racing Club and Racing New South Wales and the ATC. And I don't think there'll be a better day's racing now with the Everest and Caulfield Cup both being together. I can't think of a time where both states had marquee events on where the punters will be spoiled for choice. We're going to call it Punters Day because if you want a great day's racing in both states, I don't think you'll go a long way to find it.
Peter, the fascination of the Melbourne Racing Club, there's so many questions that Sean and I are looking at each other that we could ask you at the one time. I mean, there's been so much seemingly angst between the two states, particularly probably more the Victoria Racing Club, but to now have a Melbourne club having a slot in the Everest is just unbelievable.
Look, there's never been any angst from New South Wales. We've just, been going ahead with our business and doing what's best for New South Wales. And the Melbourne Racing Club is a very progressive, dynamic race club, has some forward thinkers in that club. They're not going to sit back on their hands and do nothing and think that everyone's going to come to them like a lot of people in sport unfortunately think. You've got to innovate and you've got to be progressive and you've got to do things different for different generations because you'll perish otherwise. So the Melbourne Racing Club's always been a leap ahead of most race clubs and sporting organisations in the whole in how they look outside the square.
And Peter, I must say, at last year's a couple of days before the Everest, Mike Simons, who was then chairman of the Melbourne Racing Club, turned up.
Absolutely. And, Mike is a strong supporter of the Everest and always has been from day one. He loved the innovation and supported it. And look, as I say, I think it's great for both states to have a day now with Caulfield Cup and Everest on it the same day and work together to promote it as Punters Day. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better partner than the Melbourne Racing Club because, as I said, they're forward thinkers. They're people that are thinking towards the future. They're not living in the past.
Peter, the olive branch has been extended. Who made the first move?
Look, it was the Melbourne Racing Club put a tender in. It was one of the very good tenders, and that's why when the, you know, with our partners, the ATC, we just thought the tender was so good. We needed to look at how did we get them involved, and the ATC believed selflessly that they should give, you know, sell them their slot so we could have them in there, and that's exactly what's happened. And I take my hat off to Matt McGrath, the chairman of the ATC, and the chief executive Jamie Barclay again for being forward thinkers.
Did you have any inkling at all they were going to approach you?
Look, the Melbourne Racing Club looked at buying a slot when the slots were first come available, so it was no surprise to me. And because I know they're a forward-thinking race club, they're a club that thinks towards the future, and wants to continue to innovate and be different. And that's exactly what we are, and that's exactly what the Everest is. It's a disruptor. And it's aimed at getting a younger generation into the industry and into the audience, and we've been very successful in that by the fact that, you know, over 80% of people that attended the Everest last year that bought tickets were under the age of 35. It's a new generational event, and, you know, these are our future racing fans.
Well, it's fascinating. It's a great story. We're going to try and talk with the Melbourne Racing Club if we can slot it in over the next 25 minutes. They're agreed to come on and have a chat with us because, as you say, Pete, that's it's great that Godolphin are there, but the story is now them having a slot in the TAB Everest in October. We thank you for joining us. Just another quiet few days in the office, eh?
Yeah, just another quiet few days. You know, the people thought that it had quietened down. Geez, it never quietens down, I can tell
I'm starting to think what you're going to do with the barrier draw this year. That's I'm starting to think outside the square too.
Oh, that's going to be very controversial, let me tell you.
Have you got it worked out?
We've got something worked out, and it certainly won't disappoint.
Who are you going to upset this time?
I can't say any more than that.
No, Sean's the pusher, and I'll just ease you through it. Pete, thank you for your time. Great news. We'll talk a bit more about it on air over the next half an hour.
Good on you, fellas. Thank you very much.
Good on you.
Thanks, Peter.
Peter Vallandi's there, the CEO of Racing New South Wales, and there'll be more key players around this announcement among the racing here in the next half an hour.
That's a game changer, being involved with the Melbourne Racing Club. And that really is.
And I think we're going to get the Melbourne Racing Club CEO on, so just stand by for that.
All right, we will definitely look at that.